Imagine this in your mind. Imagine this in your mind. Because I'm transferring a thought by voice through this phone, through the computer or another phone or internet. And so imagine this. It's all magical anyway. The spirit realm is magical. I'm not saying it's magic like the devil side, but it's just supernatural. So imagine this, your mind is supernatural, so you're able to imagine what I'm getting ready to say. If you really listen, you can image it in your mind. Image this in your mind, imagine this. So I go out here and I pick up some dirt. And I pick up some rocks. And I make a little creature, a little two legs and two arms. I make a little creature. It could be four legs, it doesn't really matter. So I speak life into that clay and rock creature. Or I put E-M-E-T on their forehead, Emmet. Right, E is spirit, met life. So I speak life into that piece of clay and rock. And I say, go ahead, go be fruitful and multiply. And I tell that clay creature what to do. But I give it some free will and it runs around. That little Clay-Doh creature runs around on its little platform. And it thinks it's doing something. It really thinks it's creating something new and all that, when it's just repeating what was said from the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply. Make copies. Not just babies, but spiritual babies. Make copies. Reproduce. Reproduction. Products. Produce. Farmers make produce. So that little clay creature runs around. He's got rocks and clay. And when I see that clay creature starting to hurt some other clay creatures, I give it, it's got rocks in its body, I give it some kidney stones to slow it down. I give it some pain, you know, to correct it. Because you tell that little rock and clay creature, love your neighbor as yourself. And love God with all your heart. And that little clay creature's running around, and you know you kind of feel sorry for that clay creature, because it's just clay. It don't have any life in and of itself. Its life is from above, you know, from you speaking it in. And so you have to manage that clay creature. When it goes off the wrong path, you have to correct it, you know. You have to spank it. You have to scourge it, because it's just clay. A clay creature would be tendency towards what? Dirt, anger, revenge, murder, hatred, bitterness. A clay creature would just have all that because it came from the dirt, and so it would just, its mind would be full of dirt, you know, dirty water. A clay creature would just be full of dirty water in their mind because they came from the dirt. So you speak the life into that clay creature, and you say, okay, now I want you to really meditate on this and turn this over in your mind and develop a new way of thinking. I want you to rightly divide. You know, I want you to use the creation that you, look, you're a clay creature and you got rocks in your body, and you're walking around on a clay planet with rocks. You're clay, your playing field is clay because you're clay. You can only understand what you are. So there's rocks and there's clay, and that's what you walk on. That's your playing field. But I want you to take that stuff and pebble up the truth, and rightly divide the truth, and use some pebbles and count up the truth and divide it from here, and start using your brain. And I want you to realize all apples are not oranges and oranges are not apples. God made male and he made female. The woman's the responder. She's the flesh side of man. But she's another clay creature. And so realize your God didn't make you. just to be down here in the Plato mindset, but in the spirit mindset. So he's giving you life to rise you up higher so that you can have spiritual life eventually. So when the clay creature gives up its clay and rock body, the spirit in the clay is still going to live forever in another body, in a light body, not just a clay body. And so that light body is a renewed born again experience. It's going to be new heaven and new earth, and you're not going to need the clay bodies. It's not even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for him. But you can see the types and shadows of the new heaven and new earth. You're going to have a vessel. It's going to be a light vessel. There's not going to be an ocean in the new heaven and new earth. So there's not going to be the waves, the sin wave, the sine wave. You're going to be in the positive side of the sine wave at all times, because at the cross you see the negative and the positive. And the people burning in hell would be the negative side of the sine wave, while you're enjoying eternal bliss because you chose the right path. The devils are going to... God didn't make hell for humans. He made it for the devils and his angels. God don't want a human, a clay creature that didn't know any better to go to hell. God made hell for the devil and his angels. And so it's a choice. Do you follow the clay base nature, or do you rise up into the spirit mind?